8:31. It is a morning conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. And going to find out more about the Umpqua Valley Amateur Radio Club. Nick Cianci is in with the club. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Hi, Kyle. Thanks a lot for having us.
So, first of all, talk about the club and what it's all about.
The club and what it's all about. So we are a group of local amateur radio operators, people who are just interested in getting on the air and transmitting and having fun contacting other folks around the world.
And how long have you done this?
You know, I'm fairly new to this, Kyle. I've only done this for like a little over a year now.
So what got you interested?
Oh, man. Well, so I've always been kind of a radio nerd. And When I found myself in the Navy at a young age, I wound up in, I accidentally kind of got into radio communications. And then after I got out of the Navy, I wound up using the GI Bill to go to nursing school, which loved that choice for me. But I really kind of missed the electronics and playing with all that gear. So fulfilled a lifelong goal about a year ago of getting my amateur radio license.
So what's involved in getting the license?
It's actually fairly easy. You know, these days you can get into amateur radio. You can get yourself a radio. You can get yourself a study book. You can get through the FCC's testing and requirements, all for around $100 these days.
And how long a process is it?
Oh, it depends on how quickly you can study the book, but you could probably do it easily within a month.
And with Greg as well, or with Nick as well, as Greg Hasseltine, you're the president of the club. How long have you been doing this?
Oh, I've been doing it for about 6 years. I got into it about five years. I got into it just pre-COVID, so I had a lot of time to study at that time.
And talk about this event that you're having, not this Saturday, but next, this field day out at O.C. Brown Park.
Yeah, we're having a... What the ARRL, the Amateur Radio Relay League, puts on an event every year towards the end of June. And it's an event where everybody takes their radio equipment out of their house or wherever. They go portable, run all portable, and just make contacts all over the world. And it's a point system. We have opportunities for people to come and visit. They can get on the air if they want. And just see what ham radio is all about.
How many people in your club?
There's about right about 45, I believe, right now.
Wow, and kind of all different ages?
Yeah, we're everywhere. You know, everybody thinks it's an older man's hobby, and as a rule it is, but we're getting a lot of younger people involved now with all the prepper things coming up and stuff. Well, people need to learn how to use these radios.
So, for the event, if people come out, what time is that going to be going on?
Well, the actual contest starts, I believe, at 11 o'clock. We're going to be out there setting up, doing our thing, probably around 8 o'clock in the morning. And it'll go as long as we have the energy to go.
So, Nick, talk about amateur radio and maybe explain it, because I have a feeling some people don't exactly know.
Yeah, you know, I've had a lot of people ask me when I shared with them that, hey, I just became an amateur radio operator, or ham as they call us, and people said, man, do they still do that? And yeah, they do, and there's a lot of fun things that people are doing. There's little niches to the hobby all over the place. We've got folks that are using the amateur radio waves to connect computers together, to make their own networks that are completely independent of the internet. We've got folks that are bouncing signals off the moon. We've got folks that are satellite communications. Amateur satellites is a thing.
Wow. And how much time do you spend a week doing this?
Oh, it's one of those things that you could spend as much time as you want to. I probably, you know, with events coming up, I might, you know, get to spend the day doing it. We do weekly nets, every weeknight we have a net that, you know, takes about 15, 20 minutes to check in with our friends, but not a whole lot of time.
Well, sounds like there's a lot of interest in this, and O.C. Brown Park out in the Dixonville area, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, for this event? And if somebody is kind of curious about it, what would you say to encourage them to come out?
Oh, I would just say, hey, come out and say hi to us. Come out and see the things that we're doing. We're having a lot of fun out there. We're setting up our solar panels. If you're interested in solar power, if you're interested in communications, if you're interested in any of that stuff, just come out and see us, and we'll give you the chance to take a look and see what we're doing, what we've learned, and even maybe give you a chance to get on the air if you want.
So what's it like when you're on the air? Because it's different than what we're doing right now.
Oh, absolutely. I can tell you, the other day, we were set up out at the STEAM event up at Umpqua Community College, and we were just had a small radio set up with a compromised antenna, and we were listening to this guy with this strange accent, and we tracked down his call sign, and he was in France. And I thought, you know, let's go ahead and just, I threw out my call sign, and he answered me back. And, you know, throwing out your call sign is, that's like your name. And to hear your name come back from France was just an absolute thrill to me.
Wow, that sounds pretty cool. Well, and if people want to find out more about the club in general, is there do you have a Facebook page, or how do people get connected?
We do have a Facebook page, the Umpqua Valley Amateur Radio Club. Just look for us there, or you can look for us on the we have a website where you can find information about us and our nets. You can see us at uvarc.net.
All right, Nick Cianci and Greg Hasseltine, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kyle. Appreciate everything you guys do for the community.
You bet.
All right, 8:38 at the Morning Report.